Welcome back for the second hour of The Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemist, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
And welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Arnie Gitomer, and once again, I'm joined by our medical co-host, Dr. Richard Podell. Okay, I work at Wilner Chemists, and Wilner Chemists is actually Don and I own Wilner Chemists, and it's one of the largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the city. We have two stores. One of them is at Park Avenue and 41st Street, 100 Park Avenue. The other one is at 253 Broadway, and we sponsor the show. We answer questions about the vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathic remedies, anything related to nutrition. And that's what we're going to do now. We have a bunch of folks who stayed on the phone. Thank you for staying there over the break. And let's say hello to Julia from Hightstown, New Jersey.
Hi, you have a great program.
Thank you, Julia.
And I would like to know if there is any way to dissolve the plaque that collects in the carotid artery.
Plaque in the carotid artery.
Yeah. I have a 50% blockage, and I was told that it's not sufficient to have it removed, you know, surgically. And that the only way to work with it is an aspirin a day. And I'm not in favor of aspirins because I have a reaction on my stomach. So I went to the health food store, and they recommended a Taco Life and a Ginger Force to replace the aspirin.
Okay. Toco Life is a form of vitamin E.
Yeah.
And ginger is a nice anti-inflammatory.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So there's nothing wrong with that.
You actually don't have to dissolve the clot, the plaque. What you have to do is not let it grow.
Yes.
And all the kinds of things we talk about for heart attack prevention are also relevant here. So, for instance, you want to know what your homocysteine level is, and if it's high, to treat it with folic acid, B12 and B6. You want to get your cholesterol down as low as you can, whether by natural or unnatural means. You want blood pressure down optimal. You want your weight to be optimal. You want your blood sugar to be optimal. And then things like fish oil probably also have a protective effect. You're not going to get a stroke from having 50% blockage. You might from having 90% blockage,
right.
Or if the plaque becomes unstable and breaks down or whatever. But that's an instability issue which we want to prevent. You don't really have to go dissolve it.
Uh-huh. Okie doke.
All right. Thanks,
okay,
Julia.
Thank you very much.
And next, let's say hello to Jane from New Jersey. Hi, Jane.
Oh, hi, Arnie. You are Arnie, right?
I'm Arnie.
Okay, great. I have a problem with it's my inner ear. It seems to be clogging, the right inner ear. And I went to a doctor about it, you know, a sinus doctor, and he told me that there's nothing going on, there's no ear infection, there's, you know, basically nothing, except maybe it might be a little inflamed. So he prescribed prednisone. And I'm not really willing to take that because it's steroids.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know what kind of nutritional supplement I might be able to take for that, because it seems that there might be inflammation. I'm taking turmeric.
Right.
I've read about that. And it's not really helping me all that much. Plus, behind my knee, in the back of my knee, I have, like, a little inflammation there on the right leg because I had angioplasty done. I don't know if that's, you know, an effect of that.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea. But I've been taking the turmeric, and it helps, but then it doesn't help. It helps, and then it doesn't help. So I don't really know what to do about that.
Okay.
I have other problems, too. And the lady that just was on the phone, Julia, I think her name was?
Yeah.
From Hightstown?
Yeah. Neighbor of yours?
Yeah, I understand blueberries help that a lot for your arteries and stuff. High in antioxidants.
Yeah, blueberries, bilberry, things like that. All of those flavonoids are very good.
Right. Also, are they high in acid? They have a high acid content in them.
No, not the supplements. Some of the fruits or some of the
I eat a pint of blueberries a day. I'm wondering if they're high in acid because I'm getting a little problem with my stomach.
Well, that's a pint is a fairly decent amount of blueberries. I don't know if you want to. Seems like it may be a little too much for you.
Right, on a daily basis. Yeah, I'm tiny, and I weigh about 115, so I'm 5'4.5", so I don't know, it might be a bit much, maybe half a pint, maybe half of a pint, right?
Yeah, add some nice natural yogurt to it, that'll make a good mixture.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get back to your inner ear problem.
That's my original question, yeah.
Okay, let's get back to your inner ear problem.
Yeah,
we spoke about
the whole side of my face and my sinuses too.
Okay.
So,
now, you say you don't want to take the prednisone.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. So we mentioned earlier we spoke about different things which act as anti-inflammatories naturally. We spoke about the fish oil.
Right.
We spoke about the proteolytic enzymes.
Right.
Okay. And we spoke about some of the things like turmeric, which you're taking, and the fact that you should be taking antioxidants as well. So taking perhaps a combination, taking some of the fish oil, taking a good proteolytic enzyme product, something like the Zymactive or the Wobenzyme, one of those products would be a good good natural approach. Now, is it going to be effective as prednisone? I don't know. Do I think so? Probably not.
Uh-huh. Right. Well, the only reason why I really am against the prednisone is because it's a steroid. From what I understand, steroids can cause cancer. Because what it does is it blows you up, actually.
Yes, it can blow you up and make you retain fluid. If you take it a long time, it can make you fat. It may, by suppressing the immune system, if you take it long-term, increased risk of cancer, but in terms of the way it's normally given for relatively short periods of anti-inflammation, it doesn't do any of those things. Well, it may still blow you up a little bit with fluid, but it probably does not bring on cancer.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay, it can upset your stomach and make you a little crazy, but it's actually relatively safe if you say for a week or so at a time and under medical supervision.
Uh-huh, I see. Uh-huh, okay.
So, but that's it's your choice, so we're not telling you what to do.
No, I understand. Okay, thank you so much.
All right, Jane.
I enjoy your show.
All righty, and we enjoy talking to you. Thanks for calling.
Have a wonderful day.
All right, you too. All righty, you know what? We're going to pause for a short break. Our phone number here in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. Questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathic remedies. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll both be back after these messages.
Country Life has a new product to help fight osteoporosis. Target Men's Calcium Magnesium Phosphorus with Vitamin D. This unique vegetarian capsule formula combines absorption, convenience, and low cost. In Target Men's, Country Life developed a multiple carrier system that enhances the absorption of calcium. They combine calcium hydroxyapatite, calcium citrate, calcium lysinate, calcium aspartate, and calcium alpha-ketoglutarate. The hydroxyapatite form provides phosphorus as well as calcium, which is shown in a recent study to also increase bone strength. The citrate form is very absorbable, and the lysine and aspartic acid carriers also assist in bone health. Target Men's Calcium Magnesium Phosphorus with Vitamin D vegetarian capsules deliver 1,000 milligrams of calcium, 500 milligrams magnesium, 500 milligrams phosphorus, and 400 IUs of vitamin D in just 4 convenient vegetarian capsules. That's Target Men's Calcium Magnesium Phosphorus with Vitamin D vegetarian capsules from Country Life, available at the Wilmer Chemist.
And a quick comment, the entire Country Life line of supplements is now on sale at Wilner Chemists at 30% off list price.
In 1947, while the world was discovering junk food, some of us took a different path. We decided being well was more than just not being sick. That what went into our bodies helped determine the wellness in our bodies. And to make that wellness our way of life, we created Solgar Vitamins. Made in small batches for greater freshness. Bottled in amber glass for greater protection. Tested and retested to ensure their potency and purity. No wonder Solgar is the number one brand of nutritional supplements in leading natural health food stores, and considered the gold standard by any standard. So if you're ready to make wellness even more a part of your life, look for the distinctive gold Solgar line in your nearest health food store and ask their nutritional experts about Solgar. They'll tell you wellness has been Solgar's way of life since 1947.
In 1997, something big for women started in a very quiet way. A new brand, Emerita, emerged with a clear and simple vision to develop natural alternatives to women struggling alone with the confusions of menopause. Emerita offers women a new choice, a gentle way to regain their balance as they step off the treadmill of their monthly cycle. Emerita's flagship product, Progest, the original natural progesterone cream, says it all. We focus on progesterone and use only USP progesterone, which is bioidentical to what your body makes. Progest is available in a gentle cream absorbed through the skin. Today, Progest is the first choice of three generations of women, and Emerita is the leading women's wellness brand nationwide. But Emerita doesn't stop there. We support menstrual health in younger women and offer products that help all women to greater levels of sexual enjoyment. You can find Emerita products at natural product retailers nationwide, as well as at our website at www.emerita.com. That's E-M-E-R-I-T-A. This is your life. We're simply here to help you live it well.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilma Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. This is Arnie Gitomer, along with Dr. Richard Podell. Oh, and by the way, those of you who are fans of The Heart Show, which is on directly after the Wilner Window at 4 o'clock, Dr. Fred Vanini has arrived in the studio. So he'll be on at 4 o'clock directly after the Wilner Window. Okay, and before we get to the phones, I want to point out that there are times when a conventional medical doctor just won't do. You need someone who knows both conventional as well as alternative medicine, someone able to combine the best of both worlds, often solving problems that using one or the other alone cannot do. Someone like our co-host, Dr. Richard Podell, who is going to tell you a little bit about his practice and how you can reach him.
You're still practicing?
Yeah.
Had
yeah,
right.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we are an integrative medicine practice. I practice with Wendy King, a nurse practitioner, who's very skilled in autism and behavioral areas. And together we see people who have a broad variety of illness. Common denominator is that just the simple giving of a conventional medicine alone is usually not enough. But what we want to add is not only good medicines, but holistic healing in the sense of supporting the body's natural healing systems using nutrition, herbs, and mind-body medicine. We find that for things like fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome and depression and irritable bowel and migraine and all these kind of diseases that can be so refractory and chronic, that this combined natural plus conventional approach, in our view, very often does best. We are in Springfield, New Jersey and Somerset, New Jersey. Our telephone number is 973-218-9191. Right? Okay. That's, try again, 973-218-9191. Sorry, our fax is 1199. It gets very confusing. So 9191. And or look on the web, Dr. Podell, drpodell.org.
Thank you, Dr. Podell. All righty. Let's get back to the phones, and next is Teresa from Queens. Hello, Teresa.
Hi there. Thanks for the great show.
You're welcome.
I'm looking for an anti-inflammatory for prevention, or actually preventing the increasing of my oral hyperkeratosis, and it comes up when I get dental work, the anesthesia needle, and when they little white spots I got from that, and when they biopsied little white spots, I got a little further area of atypia from biopsy from the scalding. So I didn't have any dental work done for several years. Now I have to get some, and it's right, gonna, as one would have it, right in the area where this hyperkeratosis is. So I know what it's Sloan Kettering had a study going with Celebrex to help this kind of condition. But, of course, I wouldn't go into that because I have a bad stomach, and they had to discontinue it anyway. So see if you could help me.
Is this a leukoplakia?
Yeah, like that.
Okay. All right. There are a number of studies. There may be an effect of black tea. I see a study published in 2005 that's beneficial. There is probably an effect of lycopene that we were talking about earlier in the show. There's an article just within the last year or so as well doing a double-blind study on leukoplakia with lycopene and showing benefit. No doubt there are other things, but these are the ones that I've scanned during the moments that we were listening. So
I did get the references.
Okay. All right. Well, if you want lycopene, there's a journal called Oral Oncology in 2004. And there's also, that was in 2004. In 2005, Black Tea in the Journal of Pathology, Toxicology, and Oncology. Now, the way you look this up yourself, you go online and look up and put in PubMed, PubMed.gov. PubMed means Publications Medical. .gov means it's government. This is the National Library of Medicine. If you put in leukoplakia, you'll get a billion articles. You put in treatment, you'll get fewer. And if you want to put in tea and or lycopene, you're going to pick up those articles I just cited for you.
Sounds good. Further complication to me is I have big GI problems. I have moderate erosive esophagitis, and a lot of I'm taking no medicine at all or any supplements at all. So I guess I'm into trouble there.
Well, your GI doctor has to follow it to make sure it isn't going to be a precancerous thing.
What is going
to? Well, they have to follow it and make sure that...
Oh, you mean the erosive esophagitis?
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah, they're doing that.
I guess licorice, DGL licorice is what we would sort of go with first for esophageal and gastric things.
Yeah.
It has good evidence on gastric. I'm not sure if we have any data on esophagus.
So maybe I could take something like that when I start taking one of these other preparations to help me with the hyperkeratosis.
Well, start one at a time to see, make sure you know your body handles each one. But, DGL licorice, not the regular licorice, but DGL, which has got out some of the stuff that can mess you up in ways, is probably worth a try, and you'll be able to tell how you feel within a couple of weeks whether it's of any value, I think.
And then the second time, and then after I do this work, you just mentioned the research there, so you're not going to be able to give me a specific thing to try myself right now.
Well, we just gave you three things. We gave you three things to try.
Right.
Lycopene. Tea.
Black tea.
That's what they did the study. Now, I imagine green tea would do as well, but the study was done on black tea. DGL licorice for your esophagus
and stomach.
That's great.
All right, thanks, Teresa.
Thank you so much.
All righty. And who's next? Lisa from Brooklyn. You're live on the Wilner Window.
Wow. Hi, Doc.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
We're here. Wonderful show today. Wonderful. I can't wait for Sunday to just lie down and listen to you guys. Great show.
Yeah, we're lying down.
if you take some of those blueberries, you can do all right. I'd like to know something about condor oil, which my mother used to give us every day of our lives until we were at least 15.
Okay.
Regular cod liver oil, the old-fashioned kind.
Yeah.
What is the difference between that and your fish oil pills? And also, I'm on a blood thinner. I'd like to know, would that interfere? I really take a lot of fresh fruits and vegetables. I'm not much of a fish eater.
Mm-hmm.
And I eat pretty good. I don't take any kind of vitamins. But that was the interesting thing I wanted to know, because you very seldom mention that if you're on a blood thinner not to take fish oil.
Okay.
Or cod liver oil.
Okay. Cod liver oil is the oil that is expressed from the liver of the codfish. And it has lots of wonderful things in there. It has the omega-3 fatty acids we talk about, EPA and DHA. It also has some other fatty acids as yet probably unknown. And it also has vitamin A and vitamin D in a good natural form. So that's cod liver oil. Now, what's the difference between cod liver oil and fish oil? Well, they both come from a fish, except the fish oil we usually talk about doesn't come from the liver of the fish. It comes from the body of the fish. And the difference is it doesn't have that content of vitamin A or vitamin D. So one of the caveats that we usually mention with cod liver oil is you don't want to take too much because, you know, you can perhaps get too much vitamin A and vitamin D. So with the fish oil, you don't have that problem.
Very likely at the lower doses, cod liver oil would probably do every bit as well as the fish body oil. In fact, all the research for heart disease prevention and such has been done with the fish body oil, but cod liver oil would probably do as well. But a lot of the studies, when they use fish oil, they use much higher doses, let's say for Crohn's disease or rheumatoid arthritis. And there, if you did that with cod liver oil, you would probably get too much vitamin A and D. So at lower doses, either one. And the cod liver oil that they have now actually has been made to taste okay.
I'm not sure about the liver, the cod liver oil. The fish oils taste okay.
We do an autism program. And we have the flavors they put in. Yeah, so they flavor it, the kids seem to be able to take it.
Yeah, so the taste isn't what it was when we were kids, Lisa. You know, so if you...
I tell you, I was as strong as a horse. I could lift a 50-pound bag of coal and walk up 3 flights of steps.
You want a job at Wilner's? We don't have coal, but you've got a few others.
No, I was very strong. I was never sick.
Okay. All right, you know what, Lisa? We have to pause for a short break, including a check on traffic. This is Arnie Gatomer along with Dr. Richard Podell. We'll be back after these messages. If you're looking for a fast way to lose weight, check out the 4-3-2-1 diet from Health from the Sun. The 4-3-2-1 diet is popular in Europe. It contains 10 pure plant extracts, 4 herbs that burn fat, 3 herbs that cleanse, 2 herbs that purify, and 1 herb to tone and revitalize. You won't find this combination in any other weight loss product. 10 herbs in a convenient liquid dosage for 10 days, the perfect complement to any weight loss program, including the low-carb diet. The 4-3-2-1 herbal diet that burns, cleanses, purifies, and tones from Health from the Sun. It's available along with all the other fine Health from the Sun products at Wilner Chemists, and they're currently on sale at 35% off list price, by the way. And now let's go to Diane de Oliveira for the traffic.
Thanks, Tony. Good afternoon, everyone. In Warren County, westbound Route 80, that accident has been cleared at exit 19 in Alamuchi. On the Hudson River, the inbound George Washington Bridge, upper deck, still a half an hour. 15 minutes downstairs on the outbound lower deck, we have a crash under the apartments. Both ways of the Lincoln Tunnel look good, as well as the inbound Holland, outbound 10 minutes. The Tappan Zee Bridge is heavy into Rockland County. On the southbound thruway, it's slow from exit 14A for the Garden State Parkway to the Rockland County-bound TAP. Northbound has delays from exits 15 to 16 from Suffern to Harriman. On the southbound Palisades Interstate Parkway, it's slow from exits 13 to 11 with an accident. In Orange County, eastbound Route 84, all lanes are subject to close at exit 4 in Middletown with a crash. If you're picking someone up from the airport, LaGuardia has up to 90-minute delays on arrivals. Kennedy has 40-minute delays. And Newark Airport has up to 1-hour delays on arrivals because of the weather. This report brought to you by Pennsylvania, the state of independence. Hit the road this summer and take one of their great 3-, 4-, and 7-day road trips. Go to visitpa.com for more information. Ready, set, go. I'm Diane de Oliveira, WOR Traffic.
You can count on Jarrow Formulas to bring you the latest in cutting-edge nutritional supplement technology. Jarrow has a new product called Alka 500 that contains acetyl-L-carnitine arginate. This patented molecule provides the benefits of acetyl-L-carnitine and L-arginine, all in one highly bioavailable compound. Alka 500 is ideal for anyone with heart disease as it improves blood flow, improves energy, and supports heart function. It is also recommended as a possible treatment for male infertility. Alka 500 from Jarrow Formulas. The benefits of acetyl L-carnitine and arginine combined in one compound. Alka 500 and the entire line of cutting-edge Jarrow Formula products are available at the Wilner Chemists, and all are discounted 20% off list price.
We are pleased to let you know that Wilner Chemists now carry Sierracil. Sierracil is a naturally occurring mineral composite found only in the High Sierra Mountains, and it contains numerous macro and trace minerals with unique properties. What type of unique properties? Well, Sierracil has been shown to improve joint mobility and flexibility quickly and effectively. Sierracil joint formula, which contains the natural Sierra mineral complex alone, or Sierracil joint plus, which also contains cat's claw, a new effective way to support joint function. After the recent news about Vioxx and the other joint pain medications, the availability of natural joint support supplements like Sierracil is all the more important.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. This is Arnie Gatomer along with Dr. Richard Podell. And before we get to the phones, I just want to tell you about the new sale and effective Wilner Chemists. We have 48 product lines on sale at discounts up to 50% off list price. And here are some examples. Doctor's Pet, Source Naturals, and American Health, 35% off list. Country Life, Da Vinci Labs, Nature's Answer, Green Foods, 30% off list. We have a new 98-page sale flyer and a 224-page spring edition Wilner Chemist Reference Catalog available. It's filled with health information and product data. If you don't have a copy, give us a call at 1-800-633-1106. Choose option number 3. That number again, 1-800-633-1106. Or you can request a copy by visiting our new website at www.wilner.com. Of course, you can also pick up one at either of our two stores in Manhattan, the Midtown store, 100 Park Avenue, 41st and Park, a block south of the Grand Central Terminal, and the downtown store at 253 Broadway, near the corner of Murray Street, right across from City Hall. We are Wilner Chemists and Nutritional Supplement Professionals. Okay, now, getting back to the phones, let's say hello to Sylvia from Queens.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I wish he would come to Queens, have a store in Queens. It would be wonderful.
Hey, maybe one of these days.
Okay. I was told I have ischemic changes, and what would you recommend?
Ischemic changes where?
In the brain. Well, no, that's what the doctor told me.
Okay, and what is that? Do you know?
Well, I'm becoming very forgetful. And a little confused every now and then. Have you heard of that?
Ischemic means not getting enough blood through.
Okay.
Now, what is applied to the brain, and if you're kind of getting forgetful, assuming it's not depression or sleep apnea or low thyroid or low B12 or all the other many other causes, which have to be checked out.
Oh, I have a thyroid condition, yes.
Yeah. Well, those are all the things that have to be checked out.
But I have that a long time.
I understand. No, I'm saying that's for the medical part.
Uh-huh.
When they say ischemic, they usually mean things like a pre-stroke or having had small strokes, uh-huh, as opposed to Alzheimer's, which is another cause.
Uh-huh.
But very often doctors talk in sort of metaphors, as it were. They're using words in a loose fashion.
Mm-hmm.
And just because he says ischemia doesn't mean he really knows it's ischemia as opposed to low B12 or anything else.
Oh.
And so that's why it's important to see both probably a neurologist and perhaps a nutritionally oriented physician or internist to try and sort out, one, what it is. Now, if it were really pre-stroke kind of stuff, and the way that's treated is in a very standard fashion, which is you get the blood pressure under control, you get the blood sugar under control, you get the cholesterol under control, and there are ways to do that both naturally and with medicines.
Uh-huh.
But from what you're telling me, I don't really know if that's the issue. There are many, many other causes of forgetfulness, some of which are relatively easily reversible and others are not.
Okay, for example, let's say it was due to the fact that you weren't getting enough blood to the brain. there's a supplement called ginkgo biloba, for example. That's what ginkgo does very well.
Sometimes I get dizzy. Yes.
Yeah, but, you know, as Dr. Bodell says, you want to find out, you know, get to the root of it. Mm-hmm. But, for example, ginkgo is something which brings more blood to the brain. That's how ginkgo works.
Okay.
There are other supplements which increase cognition a little bit, things like phosphatidyl serine, things which help nerve conduction, things like phosphatidylcholine, which promotes acetylcholine. So there's all sorts of things, but it helps, you know, it's important to know exactly what's going on.
Oh, okay.
Thanks for the call, Sylvia.
Thank you so much.
All righty. And next is Nancy from Ridgewood, New Jersey. Hi, Nancy.
Hi. Could you tell me what supplements and vitamins to take for arthritis?
Are you talking about osteoarthritis?
Yes. And also I have what's called kyphosis in the back.
Right.
But I can't take any of the medications.
Okay.
I can't take aspirin either. And time
Where is the arthritis?
In my hip and in my whole spine.
Mm-hmm. Well, the things they talk about naturally are things like a glucosamine and chondroitin.
Oh, yeah, I was just going to say, I had a test done. I cannot take clams, oysters, and pineapple.
Okay.
So that I know
is out. All right, yeah, because the glucosamine usually is derived from shellfish.
Yes, I had called the company up, and they said what they could get, whatever they could get, whether it be clams or oysters, get at that time.
Ah, okay.
That's what they put in, and they said, Jeff, no way could you take it.
There's another... you may have to rely on things that are anti-inflammatory things like we mentioned a product called Celadrin. Celadrin is anti-inflammatory, and it helps to reduce some of the inflammation, which may just make you feel better. It's not getting to the root of the trying to rebuild the joint. That's what glucosamine and chondroitin seem able to do. They seem able to.
And how do you spell that? C-E-L-E-D?
No, C-E-L-A-D-R-I-N.
Okay. And you could get that over the counter?
Sure.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Matter of fact, we'll probably do a commercial for it after the next break.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so that's a good thing. Another one, there's a product called Sierracil, which is another type of pain product that works naturally. It's a mineral product.
And how do you spell that?
Sierra, S-I-E-R-R-A-S-I-L, Sierracil. Okay, so those are a couple alternatives for you, which might help a bit.
Okay, and would the regular about the vitamin E, could I take that?
You could. I would suggest probably a good multivitamin mineral.
Yeah, I take, what is it, Da Vinci's?
One of the Da Vinci ones, okay.
Yes.
Well, check the vitamin E. That may have a decent amount of vitamin E already.
Okay, I'll have to check it out. And can I take MSM?
MSM you could use, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
and
I didn't mention MSM. That's another.
Okay, no, because I was looking at in the store, and I said, "Oh, I can't take this. I can't take that." And I saw I think it was SOD.
SOD is another type of anti-inflammatory. Quercetin is another anti-inflammatory. There's loads of these. Turmeric is a good anti-inflammatory.
Okay, I will have a little bit of trouble with my stomach, so.
Well, that's why you need to be a little careful with some of these things.
That's
right. You know what can irritate you.
Yes, and you would suggest I take it after I eat?
Right around food.
Oh, okay, not on that empty.
No.
Okay, and would it be good to go and get, vitamin C, but the injectable one?
Dr. Bodell?
I don't have an opinion on that. I don't think the injectable C will add anything particularly.
Oh, okay. I mean, to go to a doctor that, I mean, would give other different vitamins and everything.
Yeah, I don't know why the injectable would be better unless it was something you couldn't tolerate. Now, if you can't tolerate vitamin C orally because it gives you heartburn, for example, well, then you may want to get injectable vitamin C.
Okay. No, I take it in my vitamins, but I cannot take it as orange juice because it's too acidy for my stomach.
Okay. No problem there.
Oh, okay. All right. Fine. Thank you very much.
All right, Nancy. Thanks for calling. And who's next? Susan from Manhattan. Hi, Susan.
Hi. I bought Cerazil from you, and, you know, the joint formula.
Yep.
And on the label, I noticed, you know, it has calcium and iron.
Mm-hmm.
The large amounts, percentages, and the large amount of iron that's in it. And I'm just questioning that.
Okay. What's the large amount?
It's 120 milligrams.
I don't think it has that much iron. No, that's not correct. It's not 120 milligrams.
That's what it says. And then it's like
100 to another gram or micrograms. It wouldn't have 120 milligrams.
But it has, like, it says 675% iron.
No, I think it's probably, you know, you're maybe reading it a little wrong. I don't think that's it. I don't have a bottle in front of me to give you the correct answer, but if you want to give me a call at the store tomorrow, I'll 1-800-633-1106. I'll check it out for you.
633-1106. 1106.
Yeah, and ask for Arnie.
Yeah. Okay, Arnie. Any particular time?
Oh, probably after lunch.
Uh-huh. Okay.
When he gets in.
Yeah. No, actually, I'm in early, but the phones get crazy, you know, Monday morning in the store. It's just tough getting through, so that's why I mentioned that.
Uh-huh. Okay, I'll call you.
All right.
Right.
Thanks a lot, Susan.
Right.
Okay, number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710, 1-800-321-0710. We have a couple of open lines for those of you who may have had difficulty getting through earlier. Okay, we're going to pause for a short break. Once again, as I said, that number is 1-800-321-0710. And we take questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, anything related to nutrition. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll both be back after these messages.
If all you want to hear is rosy marketing hype about the next miracle vitamin pill, you don't want to buy the new book by Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, The Best Supplements for Your Health. But if you want the truth about nutritional supplements, then this is the book for you. The Best Supplements for Your Health is a comprehensive guide to choosing and using nutritional and herbal supplements. With insight and brutal honesty, Don and Arnie tell you how to achieve optimal health and alleviate various health problems through the proper use of nutritional supplements. With over 400 pages of information and product-specific recommendations, The Best Supplements for Your Health is the perfect practical reference book. For more information, check the website www.bestsupplementsforyourhealth.com. Looking for the perfect gift? Consider giving The Best Supplements for Your Health. Available at major bookstores, online, from Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and from Wilner Chemists. The Best Supplements for Your Health, a Twin Streams book, from Kensington Publishing.
Natural Factors now brings you Celadrin, one of the newest, most effective natural anti-inflammatory supplements available. Celadrin safely promotes flexibility and healthy joint function. Clinical studies have shown Celadrin to be effective, yet without side effects. Natural Factors offers Celadrin in two forms. It comes in as a soft gel capsule, 90 per bottle, called Celadrin Joint Health. And it also comes as a soothing cream. So if you have problems with stiff, sore joints, Celadrin from Natural Factors may be the answer. It decreases the inflammation, lubricates, and restores fluids that cushion bones and joints, and it promotes flexibility and mobility. That's Celadrin, C-E-L-A-D-R-I-N. Celadrin from Natural Factors. It's available in soft gel capsules and soothing cream. Celadrin, as well as all the other fine products in the Natural Factors line, are now on sale at 25% off list price at Wilner Chemist, of course.
You can count on Allergy Research Group to bring you the latest in cutting-edge nutritional supplements. One of the new products is Mucolixir. Mucolixir is a DNA-based nutritional supplement utilizing DNA from wild Pacific salmon. One method by which the body attempts to keep the lungs clear of mucus is to mount an immune response against the agents causing the problem. When the attempts to eliminate foreign material fail, excess of DNA can build up from the lysed white blood cells, resulting in viscous mucus. The small amount of DNA in Mucolixir is thought to balance mucus levels via a regulatory mechanism. Based on preclinical investigations and clinical trials, Mucolixir appears to support cilia motion and the liquefaction and elimination of mucoid substance. Mucolixir from Allergy Research Group in 10-mil dropper bottles, now available at Wilner Chemists.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. This is Arnie Gatomer, along with Dr. Richard Podell. And you are listening to the Wilner Window here on WOR. And we're taking your phone calls. And our next caller is Patricia from Pennington, New Jersey.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
What I wanted to ask about was numbness in my toes. You can rule out diabetes. I do not have diabetes, but I have had this for about a year and a half. And what I'm doing now, I'm walking in my bare feet. That seems to help. And I do a lot of exercising and running and that type of thing. But it's not gone completely.
Well, numbness in the toes would ordinarily have to do with pressure on some nerves in the feet. And I suspect the person best qualified to figure out if that's it or whether it's something else would be the foot doctor, podiatrist.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it can be from poor circulation. It can be from pressure on a nerve, so let's say a little bony arthritis or something. By itself, it's usually not any real important problem, but it could be. It could also be found from having your shoes too tight. I mean, there's a whole variety of things that can do that.
Uh-huh.
So I would suggest a podiatrist. There's no, we can't give you a natural treatment or any other treatment until we figure out why it's happening.
I see. Would that have anything to do, perhaps, with circulation in that I do have from time to time, if I get nervous, I have sort of palpitations of the heart. And I've had my heart checked out, and there's no problem, but just if I get nervous, it seems to be harmless, but I don't know.
Yeah, well, if people get nervous, this does a number of things. One, it can cause the blood vessels to constrict, which gives you a temporary lack of blood flow. It's not like having a blockage for arteriosclerosis, but that can happen. When people get nervous, their muscles tense up, and that can cause a kind of a tingling as well.
See. Well, I have had suffered with depression, but I seem to have that fairly well under control, but I had a very severe case of it for at least a year, and I know that can cause just about everything physically.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I would still see a foot doctor. You want to check your pulses and check you with a pinprick and stuff to see if you can feel the nerves and so forth.
All right, well, I thank you very, very much.
Okay.
And enjoy your show. Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Patricia. And let's talk to Rich from Easton, Pennsylvania.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. A couple of weeks ago, I purchased some flax seed from my local health food store, just a small little bag. They had it in a bin, and they did have a little bit of, they did have a little write-up about flaxseed right on the bin, and the reason that I was attracted to it was because of all of the wonderful benefits that it has, an antioxidant, it's good for your respiratory system, your heart, your colon. The only thing that troubled me, and I haven't taken it yet. They told me to sprinkle it over cereal or oatmeal. The last little paragraph, it said something about some kind of an oil in the flaxseed that if you take too much of it, it could cause respiratory failure. How much flaxseed can I take per day?
Okay. First of all, flax seeds themselves need to be ground.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you need to put them through a coffee grinder or otherwise grind them, because otherwise, as they went into your body, they're going to come out of your body.
Okay.
Now, so assuming you grind the flax seeds, if you take about, let's say, a tablespoon of flaxseed meal, the stuff that you grind up, that has a lot of fiber in it.
Uh-huh.
So, number one, it'll be it'll work to help keep things moving through your, the alimentary tract.
Right.
So, which is always nice. It also has some of the natural oil present.
Mm-hmm.
It also has some of the phytochemicals that are present in flaxseed, something called lignans, L-I-G-N-A-N-S,
mm-hmm.
Okay, which are very, very beneficial both for men and for women.
Right.
So taking it that way, as long as you grind it up, is fine. And the amount you could take, a tablespoon is fine. Mix it into whatever you want to mix it into and take it.
Now, can I grind it like with a mortar and pestle?
Yeah, you could, but I don't think that's what you want to do. You're going to be grinding forever. You need to do it through some type of professional grinder.
Okay.
You don't want to take the seeds themselves. You want to grind up the seeds.
What about if I purchase flaxseed oil?
Flaxseed oil doesn't have a lot of the things, obviously, that are present in the seed. It doesn't have much of the fiber at all.
Okay.
I would much rather you took, as an alternative, they do have products available now which concentrate the flax lignans themselves, these phytochemicals, which are very, very good. And one such product is a product made by Jarrow. It's called Flax Essence, which concentrates, it doesn't give you the fiber, but it concentrates the phytochemicals, the lignans in the flax seeds.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a matter of fact, that's what I'm doing myself now. I stopped taking flaxseed oil because I take a decent amount of fish oil, and I get the benefits of the flaxseed through the flax essence product.
I see. What kind of fish oil do you take?
Oh, it switches around. Sometimes I'll take the Carlson fish oil liquid. Sometimes I'll take the Nordic Natural. Sometimes I'll take Eskimo 3.
Right.
I'll switch around.
Yeah. All right. Well, you've been very helpful, and I certainly appreciate your time.
Okay, Rich. Thanks for the call. All righty. And next, we have Angela from Brooklyn.
Angela?
Angela.
Yeah, hi. I just have a very quick question. I have recently purchased a product called Trivita Sublingual B12. I would like to hear what you gentlemen think about that.
Okay, I know about Sublingual B12. I don't know that I'm familiar with the name of the product you said.
Mm-hmm.
So,
what about Sublingual in general?
For most people, oral vitamin B12 is fine. It's absorbed properly, and there's no great advantage to doing a sublingual. If you have a lack of stomach acid, or if you have what's called pernicious anemia, and the stomach isn't producing something called intrinsic factor, which is needed to bring B12 in past the gut, then you can get around that either by an injection or by sublingual. The sublingual doesn't have to be absorbed through the gut. It goes directly into the bloodstream. So if you want to take a very high dose, for instance, a lot of people use the sublingual, and it's a perfectly good product. However, less expensively, most of them, not all, but let's say 95% of people could simply take the oral version of B12 in the same dose and absorb things just about as well.
Another complicating factor is that the so-called sublingual forms of B12, very frequently, most of that winds up being swallowed. So it's not really going through the buccal mucosa where it was meant to go through. So,
it makes sense for people who are not absorbing B12, who could be getting B12 shots, but instead of a shot, you take it sublingually. And if you do it carefully so that you don't swallow it, but you allow it to absorb, sort of like chewing tobacco, as it were.
So the thing you need to do with the sublingual is hold it in your mouth as long as possible. Try not to swallow a lot of it, okay, because then you're just getting, if you swallow it, you're just getting the amount, the same as taking a B12 tablet and swallowing it.
Mm-hmm. I just bought that because I heard that it's supposed to give you more energy, makes you feel better in general, and it's just simply good for you.
B12 is good for you. Is the fact that you're taking B12 going to give you more energy? Yes, if you're B12 deficient.
Yeah, I don't know that. I didn't have that checked out.
Well, most people don't really, and it's a safe thing, and it's easy to take, and not too expensive. So, taking a little extra B12 is not.
It's not harmful.
No.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for your time.
All right. Thanks for calling, Angela. And next we have Lou from Middletown, New Jersey.
Hi there, how are you?
Good, and yourself?
I'm doing so-so. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
For about 2 months now, I've been getting excruciating headaches in my right parietal area of my head, along with some stiffness in the upper neck area, with neuralgia on the left side of my face. I went to my family physician. They gave me Naprazin, 500 milligrams of Naprazin, which was not helpful. And then I went to a neurologist who gave me 100 milligrams of gabapentin. That has been helping. I was wondering if you could offer any suggestions.
Well, what it sounds like is that you've got some nerve irritation. The question is why and how. Gabapentin is very good for nerves. Sometimes helpful for some muscular spasm things, but the question is what's going on. Do you have a disc in your neck? Is it a jaw imbalance and that's causing muscle spasm? That needs to be found further before we can say what else to do.
Yeah, it's I would think it's somebody would want to take an MRI of your head or something.
Good idea.
Did they have that done, Lou?
I've had a CAT scan which came out negative. The neurologist is going to take an EEG this Friday.
All right, at least they're doing something. Okay, but you need to follow up with that, Lou. All right, thanks for calling. All right, we're coming to the end of another episode in the ongoing saga of the Wilner Window. We've enjoyed spending this time with you. We hope that you've enjoyed it and found it informative. Please visit us at either of our two stores, 100 Park Avenue, 253 Broadway. I'd like to thank Noah and Ira in the control room. Have a good week, everybody. We'll be back next Sunday, 2 o'clock. See you then.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals.